104.5 The Zone. It's 9:46 back here in the Wake Up Zone. Friday, man. You see that weekend from here. I see it. I'm looking out the window.
It's here already. It's here, Friday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Friday. I can also see the results of our Wake Up Zone poll for this morning, which is very simple. It was a yes or no answer. Will the Preds win game two? 21% no. Are you haters and naysayers?
Oh, they're haters.
79% yes.
Oh, I'm going 3-2 stars.
Oh.
What happened?
You voted no, didn't you?
No, it wasn't me. Yeah. But, I'm leaning that way.
Me and my five burner accounts, we all voted yes.
Yeah, we have to come up with predictions, right?
Yeah.
Real quick, huh?
Yeah, we'll do that at the end of the show. I was wondering how many people would vote no, actually.
So almost 80% yes. So there you go.
Kev, what are you going, Brian Colangelo on us with multiple social media accounts?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, more like Kevin Durant.
Yeah. We picking scores? No scores before we get the guess? No.
We'll do it. We'll think about it.
We'll have time? Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it at the end. Virgil Herring joins us from Talking Golf. Of course, got round two of the Masters. They've had some bad weather. Looks like they're getting going there at Augusta. Virgil, what's going on this morning?
It's Masters week, so it's like Christmas 2.0.
What'd you make of the top of the leaderboard yesterday with Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau right there with 66s in the first round?
Well, I think that you probably couldn't find maybe if it was Dustin Johnson, but I mean, you couldn't find two more different styles. One is, I'm not sure anybody's done more calculating in their life than Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka just goes out and plays and reacts to like what's happening at this very second. That's about it. But they're probably two of the best players in the game right now that don't get nearly as much credit as, say, Rory and Dustin Johnson, but their records would show that they're probably the two best players in the last 10 months. So they probably get what we deserve to see, and I hope we continue to see it from both of them because they're two great players.
You know, as a guy who teaches golf and knows the golf swing inside and out, what do you find fascinating about DeChambeau and just the way he has his system that is so unusual with, you know, the clubs the same length and very upright and that sort of thing?
Well, I think that when you see a player who already has a very clear understanding of what they want to do, then things can start to roll into place. I mean, he has a very, very profound understanding of physics. So he's just trying to simplify everything in his mind by making the golf clubs the same length. And in a world where most people are easily swayed by what others are doing or saying about them, he is locked into his style. And there's much to be said about that because he fights a conventional wisdom almost in every angle, and is not willing to be swayed by other people's, even if they're better than him, so to speak, on record. Mm. He's not willing to be swayed by their opinions. And it's, although I would never teach that, I respect the model, and I love to watch him play.
Talking Masters with Virgil Herring.
Hey, Virgil, I guess looking at the course, I guess as of today, which hole you think is the most difficult, and then whose style fits the course, maybe an underdog, let's say, to win it or contend?
Well, when you look at the golf course, and if they, like, the golf course plays really different depending if we got the normal south wind or if we get a north wind.
Wow.
It's going to be in the south. It's going to stay in the mid to high 80s all week. So it's going to be really pretty warm. So when you're looking at that, you know, all the par fives are pretty easy at that particular point. The hard holes are actually the par threes. Mm. They're long. They're affected by the wind. The greens are really, really small. Most people don't recognize that on TV. I think that, you know, 6 and 12 are two really, really hard holes. And another thing that we don't know until we watch it on TV is one hole could be very easy on Thursday, and just because they changed the pin placement could almost make it a two-shot swing just by changing the hole placement. So when you look at underdogs, you're still looking at, on the south wind, the bombers have the huge advantage. So the people that may not have already won a Masters but hit it really, really long and have manageable short games, you know, Mark Leishman, it sounds like a good pick. You know, Louis Oosthuizen sounds like a good pick. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't really see, I called it earlier this week, I think it's either going to be a Dustin Johnson, a Justin Thomas, or a Justin Rose, or Rory. But I think Brooks Koepka, it's going to be hard to beat Brooks Koepka. He just shows now that he doesn't wilt under any pressure. he faced Tiger in the PGA Championship with 40,000 people wearing red, screaming his name and just chewing him up and spitting him out, and two-time defending U.S. Open champion. It's his to lose, in my opinion, and I believe that I'll be shocked if he doesn't win.
Virgil, what about Tiger, who looked pretty good tee to green yesterday, but again, the flat stick, you know, at least two putts that he should have made.
That's probably the best I've seen Tiger Woods drive the golf ball since 2002. And his golf swing looks wonderful. If it wasn't Brooks Koepka, I'd consider him still significantly in the hunt. The big challenge for Tiger is going to be this rain. If there's a bunch of stop-start, in where he has to get warm, cool down, I don't expect his back to be able to do that, and I don't expect him to be able to pull off a 25-hole Saturday or a 36-hole over one-day time span because of rain and washout. That's going to be really hard for he and Mickelson both, for in my opinion, when it comes to that. But if they're able to play through it, the thunderstorms don't come in, I think he's going to be in the top five. I just don't think he's going to win.
Yeah, and the thing about the rain is that we've seen in previous Masters with Tiger, he had trouble adjusting on the greens. It just seemed like it was a day-long process.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of these players putt on memory and what it was like in the past. And it's hard not to, because the game is so wrapped in tradition, especially the Masters is wrapped in tradition. But when they complained about it, all the best players complained about it yesterday. The greens were rolling so much slower than they have in the past that they got up over putts that were really delicate, and they left them 6 feet short. They kind of rattled their cage a little bit. At the end of the day, if he putts well, he's gonna be in the mix. And I'm so excited for what he's doing for himself, but the game of golf needs Tiger Woods, and he looks as good as I've seen in such a long time. It's very exciting.
Never asked you this, but you know, you were talking about how unorthodox DeChambeau is. What about Bubba Watson? You know, you're a guy, you're a teacher, you know, you have a certain philosophy about the swing. What about watching Bubba Watson, you know, who's pretty much a self-taught guy?
Well, when it comes to teaching golf and how I teach it, is that I want to see how somebody makes their golf swing and go as fast as they possibly can. And then you just kind of aim that circle at where they want it to go. And so it's really not that complex. If I saw Bubba Watson, I'd just be like, swing as fast as you can, man, rip it for me. And then I'd understand off of a baseline, like with his swing going, and then I would begin to work around what he does well. Bubba Watson is really one of the most supremely talented players we have. Maybe a little short on the mental side, not that he's not met, but it doesn't take much to get him upset. He's a very emotional player, and if he can stay calm, he's in pretty good shape, but it doesn't take much to knock him out of kilter, and that's his weakness, because he doesn't have any other weaknesses. He is solid everywhere.
Virgil, we'll let you roll. Let folks know where they can hear your coverage this weekend.
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Talking Golf. It'll be a great show full of Masters coverage, and buddy's favorite Peter Kessel will be joining me for half the show, so we'll be hearing golf history like we've never heard it before.
Virgil Harry, thanks so much, man. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the Masters.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, we'll see you.